Welcome to another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Services podcast series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. The clinical team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. My name is Nina Guerra, Omnicare clinical nurse, and I will be your host today. Joining today is Bill LaGalle, consultant pharmacist manager with Omnicare. For today's topic, we will be discussing continuous glucose monitoring devices, or CGMs. We've had so many questions from facility staff about CGM devices. It's our hope that we will be able to answer questions you may have or provide information that will help you manage patients' continuous glucose monitors. Bill, thank you for joining us for today's important episode. Can you start us off by describing a continuous glucose monitor and its purpose?
Sure. Continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs, use small devices that are affixed to a patient's skin on the upper arm or abdomen. They are used to continuously monitor glucose levels in real time. CGM reads glucose levels every 1 to 5 minutes compared to the 2 to 4 times per day with traditional finger stick testing. So CGM can provide richer blood glucose level trending information. The accuracy of the CGM monitoring has been validated and usage has increased in recent years. CGM has become a useful option for many people with diabetes.
Wow, that's great. How do we deal with new admits that come into a facility with a CGM device in place? Do we need an order for these, and should we replace it with a new one when they arrive?
Good question. You do need an order for the CGM device and monitoring parameters. Orders should also specify the brand name of the device, the location where the sensor is to be applied, how frequently it should be changed, and how often blood glucose levels should be checked. Each brand's sensor can remain in place for a different duration. So for a new admission, you can identify the date the sensor was applied, and once you know that, you can determine the replacement date based on the brand. If the date is unknown, I would suggest obtaining and applying a new sensor.
Okay. And how do we order these? Are there multiple parts or supplies to consider before ordering?
Most CGM systems consist of 3 components. A disposable sensor, and that gets inserted under the skin and changed periodically. A transmitter that attaches to the sensor, and that may be reusable or disposable, depending on the brand. And a receiver, and that may be a smartphone or a dedicated reading device. For someone arriving with a CGM already in place, you would need a supply of replacement sensors and possibly replacement transmitters. You could also order these from the pharmacy, or depending on the facility policy and regulations, you may get an order to use the patient-provided supply. You'll also want to have alcohol wipes for cleaning the application site, possibly some kind of skin adhesive or tape, and maybe something to help with adhesive removal, like baby oil or another product that's specifically for that purpose. And finally, you want to have orders and supplies for traditional finger sticks for whenever those are needed.
CGMs, are they covered by Medicaid or other insurance?
Most private insurance plans cover CGM, and as with medications, the plan may have a preferred brand. The manufacturers usually provide savings vouchers you can use with private insurance. Medicare and Veterans Administration, or VA, benefits also cover CGM for qualified individuals. Medicaid coverage will vary by state, so I recommend checking with your state's requirements.
Okay, great. How do we ensure that the reading is accurate? Should we confirm CGM readings with finger stick checks, especially for readings outside the normal range or when initially starting the CGM system?
That's a really good point, Nina. Certain CGM systems do require calibration, but others do not. There's also a delay between when the sensor is applied and when the glucose readings become available. It can be anywhere from 30 minutes to several hours, so you should check manufacturer instructions for the brand that's being used. Just an explanation of how they work. CGM monitors interstitial fluid glucose levels rather than serum or blood glucose. For this reason, finger stick checks should still be used in certain circumstances. I recommend finger stick testing whenever glucose levels are rapidly changing, when patient's symptoms do not match the CGM reading, or when you suspect the CGM reading is inaccurate, and to confirm hyperglycemia or hypoglycemia reported by the CGM system. And the system can also prompt for finger stick checks when it's needed for either calibration or verification.
So can the pharmacy interchange between the two most common CGM systems based on insurance coverage, like between FreeStyle Libre or Dexcom?
The pharmacy cannot interchange systems, and you shouldn't make an attempt to mix and match components either. A specific system may be prescribed because it has features that match the patient and prescriber goals of therapy. If the prescriber agrees to change systems, for example, for insurance coverage, a new order needs to be provided.
And are there features that can be managed through a resident's smartphone?
Most CGMs can send information to a smartphone. You can set goals and alarms for abnormal readings and reminders. The smartphone apps allow you to document mealtimes and take notes as well. So using a smartphone as the reading device can help supplement documentation.
We get a lot of questions about which residents are likely to use CGMs. Can you clarify that for us?
Sure. CGM improves A1C, and it's been studied most in people with diabetes who receive multiple insulin injections daily. It's also acceptable to use in someone who only gets once daily basal insulin. It does only have limited usefulness in individuals who are only receiving oral medications for diabetes, and those people may not qualify for use.
I see. And what if the resident is cognitively impaired? Can they still have a CGM system?
Yes. An individual with cognitive impairment can use CGM as long as they don't pull on the sensor and as long as there's a caregiver who can ensure proper use as well as assist with the reading device.
I see. And can the resident shower with the sensor? Can it get wet?
Absolutely. All of the sensors can tolerate being wet and some even submerged in water for different lengths of time, most commonly up to 30 minutes. Some can go longer than that, so be sure to check with the documentation for a specific device.
Okay. And how often do we change the sensor? And is it always placed on the back of the resident's arm?
Right. As I mentioned earlier, sensor placement frequency depends on the brand. Some last for 7 days, some for 10 days, and some for 14 days. Sensor placement also depends on brand, with the back of the upper arm being most common. Some devices can be placed on the abdomen. You should choose a location that's not going to move around or bend a lot. You should also apply the sensor to healthy, clean, dry skin in an area that's free of excess hair, moles, scars, hardened tissues. Rotate sites when placing the sensors, and remember to save the transmitter if it's one of those reusable types.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Bill. I know this has been information that our customers have been asking for, so I'm so glad to get the opportunity to provide this educational content to everyone today. So in summary, we've learned that continuous glucose monitoring systems are a great addition to the medical arsenal for treating people with diabetes, and we are seeing more and more residents in our facilities using CGM. While it can seem daunting at first to learn how to use them, there are only a handful of brands on the market. With the general knowledge shared today and increasing familiarity as CGM becomes more commonplace, it's our hope that you will quickly begin to get comfortable with these symptoms. Our goal is to help you provide the best possible care for your residents by providing the resources and education when and where you need them. So we hope that these answers have been helpful. And we also need to note here that you should always refer to the instructions for a specific device for a more complete understanding of how to use it. And that will wrap up today's discussion of continuous glucose monitoring devices. Thank you, Bill, for joining us today and sharing your expertise and providing this valuable information for our listeners. I'd also like to thank everyone joining us today for this podcast. We truly hope that you've learned something and look forward to having you tune in for additional podcasts in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your Omnicare clinical nurse, consultant pharmacist, or account manager. If you are interested in or are not familiar with Omnicare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Have a great day.